For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 173. He's Toby. I'm Grant. Producer Darris is alongside. Please subscribe to the pod, rate, review, do all that audio podcasty stuff. If we've got new comments, we will read them at the end of every show. We will shout you out, and Toby will buy you a slice of pizza if you're ever in the same pizza parlor as him and you can prove that you left a comment. Allegedly, he will give you a slice of pizza. Toby, I'm a little disappointed. We're jumping on just as the finale on Sunday night ends. The Nats drop a game in Colorado. They took two of three, including one earlier today. But it feels like they let a chance at a sweep get away because the bullpen was actually oddly really, really good tonight. And in this series against Colorado, they exploded the huge game one, 12 runs. They almost blew that game. Bullpen was horrendous. But today in the two games, you easily could have taken them both. They just didn't hit very much. At Coors Field, which is pretty stunning, four runs in the two ends of the doubleheader and only one RBI. Horrendous, awful, terrible Colorado defense actually gave them their three runs in the first game, or else, you know, they were hard-pressed to score, and then they scored once in the first inning and didn't score again in game two.
Yeah, game one, they gave the worst possible defense imaginable, which gave the Nats their runs. And then game two of the doubleheader today, they found a way to make a bunch of great plays to rob the Nationals of hits and rob them of some runs. But yeah, I mean, it feels like a squandered opportunity anytime you finish a game and the other team is held to three or the other team is held to two. And it feels like the offense has to come through because you get a good pitching performance from not just the starting pitcher, but from the bullpen. And that is something that you don't really expect at this point with this team. You know, it's tough going into the series. I kind of mentioned that it'd almost be disappointing if you didn't walk away with a sweep. And I don't know that you can feel that way when it's a doubleheader, because it's kind of tough to feel like you're going to win both of those. But they had an opportunity definitely to win the second game of the doubleheader, only giving up the three runs and the bullpen holding it in there. But overall, Grant, this was a weird series because your win where you scored 12 runs, you felt good about until Mackenzie Gore came out of the ballgame and the bullpen just completely imploded to the point that you had to use Jose A. Ferrer, you had to use Kyle Finnegan, and there's really no excuse for him ever having to, either one of those guys ever having to enter a game in which Mackenzie Gore left with a 12-2 lead, so that feels like a loss. And then we've got to talk about this Alex Call, James Wood defense thing that we've kind of alluded to before. It reared its ugly head once again this time, and I would love to ask Davey why he views Alex Call as a gold glover compared to the worst fielding left fielder in baseball, James Wood, and at least in his eyes, because he misplayed a ball, and I understand you can say, look at the win. I get all those things. That's going to happen. It probably happens to James Wood if he's out there. The issue isn't necessarily that as much as the fact that now James Wood's bat is out of the lineup in a game that ended up being a one-run game, which it never should have been with the bullpen, but still, there's no excuse for that. So you have a win that should have been comfortable and should have been a laugher and should have been the most comfortable win of the year for the Nationals that turned into a stressful, annoying, frustrating win. You get game one of the doubleheader, so you feel good about that. And going into game two, you got the pitching performance that you needed. Brad Lohr kind of still filling in as that guy, as they have to kind of patchwork with Soroka still on the injured list, and every fifth day they got to figure it out. And you got a decent performance from everybody in the pen, and you were only able to manage one run. So it's good to see they won two of three, but the Rockies looked like the Rockies, and frankly, the Nationals at times looked like a team that was on their level, which is not a compliment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Yeah, so taking 2 out of 3 was the goal, I think. I mean, you want the sweep if you really can get, greedy, but 2 out of 3 in every series should be the goal. So you're not upset, but this is definitely a series when you look back where in this game tonight, you go, man, just steal this thing. Like all night long, it's you're up 1-0, then you're down 2-1 in the middle innings. You got several more innings at Coors Field. You need to scratch across one run. You had James Wood at the plate a couple of times with the runner in scoring position. He couldn't come through, which, as the RBI leader on the team, has been a rarity this season. But to your James Wood, Alex Call point, let's just start there for this series. Here's my problem with it. I thought it was ridiculous. I got to be honest. It was the 7th inning of the game. Now, I understand that they have a doubleheader the following day, and as it turned out, they were going to play James Wood, 18 innings or whatever, so you're trying to get him off his feet. But if you've been around baseball for 6 seconds, you know that a game in Coors Field turns like that. I mean, how many times? I guarantee if you look it up, the number of times where there's been 6 or 7-run innings. The Rockies had an 8-run inning against Washington's bullpen. I'll bet you it's larger at Coors Field than anywhere else in baseball, and I'd put a lot of money on it. It just weird things happen. So the 7th inning of that ball game is too early to start getting people out of the game in my opinion. I would also add that James Wood's 22 years old. You know, he doesn't necessarily need to come out in the seventh inning because he might play 18 innings the next day. I would also add that you had a day off the previous day on Friday because of the snow, and you have a built-in day off on Monday. So there's going to be 2 days out of this stretch of four where he's not going to be playing baseball anyway. So I just thought it was an overreaction. It was overmanaging. It was over-tinkering. And if it was the first time they'd done it all season, I probably wouldn't have blown my top. But this is the norm. This is what they do. They get James Wood out of the game in the late innings. I typically hate it and think it's stupid when they do it in the ninth inning. They've done it with him due up second with a one or two run lead with the worst bullpen in the sport. That's also malpractice. But in this instance, when it was the seventh inning, I didn't, even in my wildest nightmares, think it was going to be a 12-11 game where the tying runs 90 feet away when Kyle Finnegan finally slams the door. Even for this bullpen, that was ridiculous. But I certainly thought it would end up being a game. I thought in Coors Field, this bullpen, they're going to give up four or five runs. It's going to be 12-6 or whatever. Like, the joke is you need to keep adding. It shouldn't be that way. I would go back to my thesis on this. I'm overstating all of the specifics. The larger point is, find me teams that bench their best player as a defensive replacement regularly. They don't do it. You won't find them. Not guys that are on pace for 40-plus home runs. Not guys that are young stars. If for no other reason, and people may disagree with this, but for just the optics and the relationship you're building with this young player as the face of your franchise, pulling him out of all of these games is silly. It makes no sense. Do you think James Wood likes that? Do you think that makes him feel good? Like, I think the whole thing is weird. And it just drives me nuts. It pisses me off.
I mean, Grant, if they're so worried about his defense, which I would hate this idea too, if they're so worried about getting him off his feet, whatever the reason, DH him then. Like, it's not like Josh Bell is the greatest DH in the history of baseball. You can't bench him. I don't understand this whole point of we got to get him off his feet. Like you said, day off before the series, day off immediately after the series.
Can't you also, Toby, I'm just thinking out loud here, and I should know the answer to this. I know that you don't see double switches anymore because of pitching in the National League, no longer batting. Why couldn't you move him to DH when you bring in Alex Call? Is that no longer a thing?
No, I don't think that's allowed. But regardless, I mean, it's just there's first of all, I don't think he's that bad of a fielder.
That's the other part. He's not. Well, the conversation, the narrative about him is going to be that he can't field, which is not a thing. And they're acting like Alex Call is Andrew Jones in his prime. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been higher on his defense than I have been. I've been actually kind of killing his defense in his time in the majors and since I've seen him. And even I don't think it's that bad that I would switch him out. Like, he's not someone that is necessary for a defensive replacement. Like, you know, there are plenty of guys that play the corner outfields that should be defensive replaced at the end of ball games because they are a complete liability. He is not one of them. And especially for Alex Call, you're going from what would you put him on a 20-80 scale in the field right now? I'd give him me personally, I'm probably throwing a 40. Like, I think he's kind of, or maybe a little bit higher than that, but kind of right around that 40, 45
is way too low for me. I mean, if 40 means, you know, you're well below average at that point, and you know, that's a weakness.
So maybe 45. I think he's a little bit below average, but it's not like Alex Call's a 70. I think Alex Call's a 50. Like, it's, you know, like, it's not like you're changing it out for someone who's just a massive upgrade. So again, there's probably too many details in here to dive too deep into it, but it's frustrating because I think to your point, which is the bigger one, is what team outside of looking at someone like if a Yordan Alvarez was playing every day in left field, would you say is rotating their guy out every single time they get a chance late in the ball game, which isn't many for this team where they have a late lead that, you know, the bullpen hadn't blown yet? Why do they feel like they have to do it? It doesn't make any sense to me, especially for the risk reward there of potentially losing his bat in the lineup, which is your best bat, and it's not even particularly close.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.